It has only been in the last few years that I've truly developed my own sense of style. At about the age of 30, I started to establish some sense of all the different things and looks I loved, and to understand how to bring them all together beautifully and in a balanced way within a space. I've had to evaluate my influences and try different things before I've had the confidence to run with what I really love. I've always been very wary of heading full steam ahead with one particular theme, such as the Balinese look, the Hamptons look, or the Hollywood Regency look. Going wholeheartedly into any one of these means the scheme eventually dates. Instead, I've always tried to throw in a bit of every style so that the look will stand the test of time. Over the years, like many designers, I've used my own home and my shop as test labs for experimenting with different looks, styles, and fabric combinations. There have been a few times when things weren't quite right, but these moments were the stepping stones to know what worked and what didn't. For instance, a number of years ago, I selected a bright, multicolored, striped linen fabric to upholster a sofa for our lounge room at home. From the moment it was delivered, I absolutely hated it. It was a big mistake and consequently didn't hang around for too long. It was too bold and took away from everything else in the room. The best upholstery fabric for a sofa is plain or a ticking or something with a very small pattern. That way, you can layer the bold, bright stripes and floral fabrics onto it with cushions. If you tire of the cushions, they can easily be changed.